So you timber. That's used in building, around building a house. I can show you some pictures of some that I showed you a while ago. And they use that to lay their timber on, to cut it.
And you say you straighten your hair using a comb and a...
Tangles.
A comb and a... what?
Brush.
Brush. You use brush too.
Uh-huh.
Don't look like I have though.
And if you were going to use that, you say you were going to...
Brush my hair. Comb my hair.
And something that they used to put in a pistol. Is that water?
Yep.
Something they used to put in a pistol.
That's me.
A what?
Bullets.
Or another name for that.
Cartridge.
Uh-huh.
Cartridge.
And this is something that children play on. It goes up and down like this.
Seesaw. I'm going to call it a seesaw, and I'm going to ride a horse.
It's not a seesaw, is it?
Why,
yeah.
Sure was.
What did you hear it called?
Seesaw.
Uh-huh.
And then we had one that goes around and around and around. That
merry-go-round.
Was a merry-go-round.
Any other name? Well, what did, is that what y'all called it when it
was? Mm-hmm. It's old school line.
Uh-huh.
Seesaw.
We had them at school, and then we'd go down in the woods and saw us off a tree and make us one of our own. In the woods.
And you call it a merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear it called Flying Jenny? Or?
Sure. That's what it was, Flying Jenny.
Flying.
Flying Jenny.
That's what y'all called it?
That was a Flying Jenny.
But not what she's talking about. But not
a banky boat. Now, what? You talk about this board that's nailed on that piece in the middle here,
mm-hmm.
and it works up and down this way. That's a banky boat.
Banky boat.
Yeah.
When I
is that a seesaw?
That's a banky boat. I don't know if it's a seesaw or not. I guess
well,
it would be.
I've heard it called a seesaw in my life.
I hear it called a banky boat too.
Banky boat.
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 Let's make us a banky boat.
Say if you saw some children playing on that, you'd say they were
banky boat.
Did you ever see people take a board and fix it down at both ends and children get on it and jump in the middle of it?
Let me see what that is.
I don't know.
They may not have had that around here.
I don't think they did.
What about tying a long rope to a tree limb and putting a seat on it and you make a...
Explain.
And something that people used to carry coal in.
Baskets.
Mm-hmm. Y'all ever
burn coal? We didn't have coal. Mm-hmm. We used wood.
What about on a stove? The thing that runs from the stove to the chimney?
A stove pipe?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you needed to move bricks or something heavy like that, you'd put them in something that's got a little wheel in front.
Wheelbar.
Uh-huh. And if something was squeaking to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Put some axle grease on it.
Okay, so you say you have to...
Lubricate it or something.
To what that wheel?
To
put the axle grease. Would
that would be for wagons and buggies. We always used axle grease. That was a certain kind of cup grease. Certain kind of cup grease that you bought in a cup.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd take a nut off of the wheel here and pull your wheel off and grease that thing. Mm-hmm.
Put
some
your wheel back on the hub.
Put some grease in the hub.
That's called a spindle.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking about it comes from the wooden axle. That's a spindle that fits there that the wheel turns on.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's on it too. Mm-hmm. It's cage. It's got threads that hold the nut, holds the wheel on.
Mm-hmm. Say if you did that, you'd say, yesterday I what that wheel. I
greased that wheel.
How would you say that? Yesterday I
greased the wheel. I reckon I greased the buggy or greased the wagon, whichever one it was.
Uh-huh. And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy.
And